You guys!
What's up? Bop, bop, bop. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
I don't want to say my name.
I know you don't. Her name is Allie Gibbs, and this is Mom Said. It's a podcast that's made by siblings, adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
That's true. It is also mostly about that.
This week we talk about my boobs.
That's true, actually. That's true.
But not in the way you might think.
So stick around for Allie's boobs and other stuff, but mostly stick around.
Well, what else did we talk about? Boobs. We talk about, it's about my swim class in high school, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it's actually about, and
We talk about Mamma Mia. We talk about boobs. We talk about just generally embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
An airplane.
Hey, if you like Meryl Streep, listen to this one. If you like Meryl Streep.
If you like boobs and Meryl Streep, listen to this episode of Mom Said. Here we go. Another episode.
I don't think there's a person on the planet that doesn't at least.
You got it. Here's See you another guys. Episode of Mom Said. Hi, everyone. We're popping back in just to say a quick little disclaimer here. This episode we recorded a few weeks ago. We weren't able to record an episode this Sunday because, as you may have heard, there have been a bunch of fires in LA. So we weren't able to record a new episode, but this will be a brand new episode to you. You have never heard this. This will be new to you.
And in light of that, we're going to include a link to resources to donate toward in the description of this episode. It's been really cool to see how the communities come together with such an awful and tragic time. And we'd love for you to be part of that community. So if you're willing to donate time and energy and specifically money, click the link in the description of this episode to be a part of that beauty and solution.
And now another episode of this goofy ass podcast. Woo! Welcome to Mom Said. Yeah, it's a podcast. This is a free little noise that comes on my keyboard.
Can you do a different noise? Nothing was a more joyful discovery to me than when I realized that in, like, what do you call it? Electronic music?
Uh-huh. Oh, I know what you're going to say.
crowd sings along to... I discovered this because Grant loves electronic music, and he was like showing me videos of DJs, and like, not to sound old and out of touch, but that's just like not my scene. So I've never been to a show like that.
That's not old. It's been around. It's a genre that's been around. There are old people in it and young people. It's not just young people. You're safe, is what I'm saying.
I'm seeming exactly my age, whatever age that may be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I discovered watching videos that Grant was showing me was that people sing along to those songs that have no words. And everybody just kind of like instinctively knows what noises to make, but they're all in the audience like,
also, Grant took my wife and I to an EDM show. And we didn't realize that genuinely, people go, ooh, ooh.
No, real?
Ooh, ooh.
Real?
They do. Do you want to speak? Do you want to speak on behalf of your community?
I will say that only happens at shows where a majority of the people, it's like their first electronic show and trying to like...
Do they have a conga line as well?
Yeah, no, but literally, like, it's kind of... Tell me if I'm wrong, to your point, it's literally like the way you would make a noise to try to describe how the music is when it's doing like, wah, wah. Just made myself cough. I'm so old.
Let me do it for you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's kind of how people sing along to it, right?
Yeah. Not only that, but for me, it's kind of, and you have to understand, I'm an outsider to this culture, so I don't actually, whatever. But for me, it's kind of on par when it's for, as with like, da-na-da-na-na-na-da. Tequila.
No, it is the same.
It's just like
da, 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 It's the same. It's the same. Anyway, if you guys could see, we need to eventually, when we get the budget, we'll have a Grant cam, and we would cut to him sitting sadly on the floor, devastated that we're just absolutely decimating his whole community.
You know what? The only thing I have to say is, it's beautiful because no matter what language you speak, no matter what your background is, no matter your creed.
Uh-huh.
Your creed.
People always say that. I actually don't know what that means.
Creed's a guy. He plays music.
I understand that. But no matter your creed, uh-huh. Whoa, 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 whoa. No matter your culture.
You can sing along.
You can always sing the woo, 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 woos and the da 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 das and the plur baby.
Wow. And that's how we bring it really, we bring it all the way back. Wow. I do feel like that was beautiful.
maybe we're good sitting job, here Grant. Poking fun at the electronic community.
Uh-huh. The electronic community. I think it would be the EDM community.
The EDM.
Electronic dance music.
Dance music community.
Is there maybe electronic non-dance music? Sorry.
What the?
I mean, do you know what I mean? Is all electronic? No. There is electronic music that's just EM.
What's not the electronic EDM. Music you listen to when you're sad? When your heart was just broken? Is it like
I don't.
We can't spend a whole episode doing EE. We can't. We could.
I don't listen to music to modulate my emotions.
No, no. But it's not. I'm not saying to modulate. I'm saying to
match.
You have
an eyelash on your cheek.
Cool.
Oh, let me take that back.
You got it.
I definitely don't listen to music to match my emotions. I only use it to modulate upwards.
Whoa.
I don't want to be extra sad. Listen to music to make myself extra sad extra and wallow. Sad.
It's about catharsis.
Yeah, whatever that means. But
you know the song that always makes me cry?
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Wait.
What's the beginning of that?
If you should ever leave me, life will still go on, believe me.
Unbelievable lyrics. Keep going. Yeah.
The world would do nothing to me, but what good would living do me?
Unbelievable.
God only knows what I'd be without. I lost it.
Close.
You.
Also, impossible melody. What is it? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Yeah.
That lyric. God only knows what I'd be without you. And that verse being
it
like
makes
the
me
world's
cry because it's happy and sad.
Yeah, it's like the world's gonna keep going.
The world I'll obviously continue to live.
I'll be living, but what will I even be? In that unbelievable
I'm gonna cry.
In that unbelievable melody.
Thinking about it.
Is that Beach Boys? That's Beach Boys, right?
I don't know, because I think the song that I continue to go back to is a cover.
It's still written by the Beach Boys, though.
Right, but I can't identify it based on the voice memory I have in my head.
Oh. I'm pretty sure it's the Beach Boys. I'm 99.9. Unbelievable song.
Unbelievable song.
What other songs make you sad?
Well, it's not songs that make me sad, but on the plane recently, I did watch a documentary about the band ABBA. Did you know that ABBA's name is just the first initials of all the
people
four of their
the
names.
Name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like something we would do in third grade.
Yeah.
Like, we're starting a club called GAG. Gabe Ali Grant. GAG. Yeah, yeah.
It is very first idea.
It's so first idea. Actually, we could be like Egg but Ag.
They're still alive, huh?
Well, that wasn't explicitly stated in the documentary, but I didn't realize what turmoil the blonde one was going through.
I don't.
The girl. There was two couples. ABBA's two couples.
Yeah.
So I should say, not that anyone cares, but Mamma Mia is my favorite film of all time. And living in a city like Los Angeles.
Will you hold this a little bit lower so we can see your face?
Living in a city like Los Angeles. I just want you guys to hear me because I have so much good stuff to say.
We'll hear you.
Living in a city like Los Angeles, I'm often on dates with men who make films who are like really impressed with themselves for loving some avant-garde whatever.
Some film you've never heard of by some French guy.
And often this question, what is your favorite film, is a question used to judge your taste against theirs, where they can decide if you are smart enough or chic enough or whatever enough to be a pair to them.
Yeah, when a musician is asking you what's your favorite musician?
Album of all
your
time?
Your favorite song, the answer, even if it's true, cannot be Taylor Swift. It cannot be Ed Sheeran.
It cannot be someone.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, right, even if it is, people don't want that.
Or it can be. I look these men straight in the eye and I say, Mamma Mia, that's my favorite film. Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And my second favorite film, Mamma Mia 2.
Did you know that everyone apparently on Mamma Mia was drunk the whole time? They all decided to be drunk the whole time.
And I can feel it when I watch. I can feel it when I watch. There is no greater scene in a movie ever, I'll fight anyone on this, than Meryl Streep. Mind you, Meryl Streep.
Yeah,
the greatest actress of all time.
No, I get you.
Standing on the edge of a cliff going, the winner takes it all. And mind you also, I learned in the ABBA documentary, she's crushing.
Yeah.
And I learned in the ABBA documentary that song was written about two members of ABBA who were in the midst of a divorce. And they had two children.
Oh.
Winner takes it all. Talk about lyrics. The loser's name.
Wow. Bless you.
I said talk about lyrics and then I said no lyrics because I couldn't remember any of them.
You said talk about lyrics.
But it's a good song.
And then you sang no lyrics.
The winner takes it all.
Yeah.
This part. She's like wailing on the side of the cliff and then she goes, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, of course.
Because it makes me feel sad. You've got to be kidding me.
I don't want to talk because it makes me feel sad.
Greatest film of all time. Greatest scene of a film of all time. Period.
Yeah. Forget Citizen Kane. Any of the
Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dog, Kill Bill.
You just listed all Quentin Tarantino projects? Is that what you're trying to say? I can't remember his name.
Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino found dead when Meryl Streep was standing on the edge of that cliff in Greece saying, I don't want to talk because it makes me feel sad.
Yeah, I do think it's...
Put your guns down, boys. She won.
Wow.
I have two things to say. Ali, I still need you to hold your mic lower than you're currently doing it.
So we can see your face.
Also, since this part's going to be cut out anyway, I should say that someone's going to be here in five minutes to drop off a drive.
Nothing is ever getting cut out of this show.
Also, can we do a song?
I am going to have to stand up and walk out because someone's going to drop off a drive.
And then the show is mine.
Okay. Can we do a song where you guys do a Mamma Mia song, but you're really drunk? You're hiccuping.
Oh my God, you can barely sing.
Know.
That's an acting stretch for me. I'd rather just sing "The Winner Takes It All" if you don't mind playing it in the key of F flat.
F flat. But nobody cares about that. Literally doesn't exist. That's E. Hold on.
Because it makes me feel sad.
I don't know if we should be running ourselves into. Hold on. The Winner Takes It All.
You don't want me to sing "Winner Takes It All" karaoke style, start to finish
in its entirety. I think that's going to be a no.
It highlighted the importance of a scarf that can move in conjunction and against the way you're moving. Like if I'm wearing a scarf in a dramatic moment of my life, which I hope there are many more to come, and it's sort of doing its own thing, that moment is made so much more impactful by the fact that there's some silk flowing behind me, don't you think? Is this actual Winner Takes It All? Oh, period. I don't want to talk about the things we've gone through.
Nobody wants this.
I want this.
Okay.
Hurting me. And picture this coral colored scarf flowing in the wind. The loser standing tall. A lover.
You don't even know the words.
Beside the victory. That's her destiny.
Anyway.
Destiny. That's a word I never use.
Yeah. You know what word I think sucks? I was just thinking about this the other day. This word sucks, and I think we need to get rid of it. Stop saying penultimate. No one says that. Second to last. People be saying penultimate sometimes.
Oh, you know what?
It was the penultimate episode. It was the penultimate event. It, whatever. Don't say penultimate. Why you know are we saying
word
that?
Rocks that in needs that to same get vein?
Voted out.
Gubernatory.
Gubernatorial.
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 I vote gubernatorial. Yes. I say it again.
Gubernatorial.
Okay, I vote yes on gubernatorial. I vote heavy no on.
I agree. Penultimate complicates things unnecessarily.
Yeah, I'm like second to last, dude. It just say it wasn't the last one.
It also, like when someone's like, do you want to go to the park or do you want to go to the store? And someone's like, the latter. It's like, huh?
Say the thing.
The latter. Tell I have to think thing. About which one I said last. Yeah. And I also have to think about if that's what latter means or not.
Yeah. No,
and that's
agree.
Too hard.
Agree. No, literally
But
agree.
I do find myself saying it too because I do like to speak like pretentiously.
Yeah.
And I love when someone's like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh.
You're like, oh, sorry. Oh. Let me dumb myself down for you. Let me climb down the ladder of my intellect so that I can come to level one and speak with you. Love that vibe.
But I agree to eliminate penultimate. I wasn't saying it anyway.
I have an example of that. My friend yesterday, I don't even remember the word because I'm too dumb, but he was sarcastic, but said like sedactic or something. Is there, there's another
sardonic?
Sardonic.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
bro.
Just say, yeah. Here's the
Wait,
thing.
Wait, what's sardonic?
It's literally just sarcastic
or
something.
I think it's the same. Hold on.
There's no way they're both sounding hold the same, but it mean on. The same hold thing, on. But
that's,
there's two different words for
sardonic.
It.
That's what's horrible about it.
Sardonic. Grimly mocking or cynical. So sardonic. Yeah, it's mocking. It's satirical. So it's not sarcastic, but it's like, you're still, it's in the same vein.
Oh, regardless, so like sarcastic would be like, those pants are cool. But then
I saw you looking for something. I saw you in an example. You gave me the up down because you knew you'd find something.
Sarcastic would be like, those pants are cool. But sardonic would be like, man, I bet you feel really
stupid
cool
pants,
in those pants.
Idiot.
But you feel really awesome in those pants.
Yeah, I do feel really awesome in these pants. Although they're riding up like crazy and my whole shin's out.
My whole shin's out too.
My whole shin's out on the internet.
free shins.
What was I going to? Yeah, free shins on the internet. What was I going to say? I really hope no one listened to us karaoke Winner Takes It All. Hey, we're about to lose you for a quick second when someone shows up at the door. What's happening?
Someone's delivering a hard drive to me because I have a job besides this, boys. And
so do we.
I have to be available to receive it.
Yeah, all right. The thing I wanted to, one of the things I wanted to bring up today.
Real quick, before you bring something up, I want you to know how boring Biggie thinks we are.
That was good.
He said snore.
He said
snooze
this,
fest.
This whole podcast sucks.
Sucks. It's a snooze.
Sucks. I don't know. Well, I know you all know this because we're siblings. Mm-hmm. This for if anyone's dropping in on this episode.
Halfway through? Like it's the radio?
No, but I mean if anyone started on this
episode. For those who are listening. Oh, like episode 3 is their first episode.
Yeah, or whatever episode this ends up being. At this, if you just dropped in on this episode, this isn't a podcast made by siblings, but it's not about that. But
it
we are all adult
about
siblings
that.
Who grew up in a different state and now all moved to the same state. We moved to the same state where we all live near each other. So that's why I'm saying the two of you already know what I'm about to say. Well, know what it is that I'm saying. I want to describe, I was just remembering what mom told us was the whole system for swim class for her in high school. Can you help me tell this? Do you remember this?
Well, of course I remember this because
this is,
if this happened to me, it would have scarred me for life.
This is unbelievable.
Do you want to talk about, I don't know if there's anyone in the world who isn't scarred by something that happened in their high school gym class. At least,
oh, of course.
If you're woman type person.
I may be setting you up for a really great story too, if you're interested.
Oh yeah. Also having to do with swimsuits.
Yeah. So I'll start. The mom one will be quick. No
one should be swimming at school.
Agree. When your bodies are changing and you're so young. During learning
hours,
wet. And you're so horny and everything is scary. It's misery.
You're so horny and everything is scary. That's actually not my experience of high school.
That's not your experience of high school?
No. Not at all.
Either horny or terrified.
And everything is scary? No, not at all.
And maybe that's boys?
I think it's boys.
So horny, so scared all the time. Yeah, always at risk of being teased. Any second.
Not me. I was cool.
Any second. I was there. That's not true. Neither of us were. I was there.
We were cool for theater our kids.
Community. And even then, only sometimes. Yeah, everyone's cool for their six friends that they have.
I was cool amongst my friends.
I was choir kid cool, which is a different kind of cool where the teachers love you.
I was on the homecoming court. Voted most popular. My freshman year of high school. You were voted
most popular?
That's what homecoming court is. What else would it be?
Oh, I thought that was a specific category No.
Homecoming court is who's most popular, because what other merit would be? What other merit would we be voting on?
Yeah.
I was most popular freshman year of high school, and it seriously like plummeted downhill so fast from there. So fast, like crazy fast.
What happened?
Choir? I definitely like... If I could go back and do high school again, I would break more laws. I was like really good.
Oh. I hear what you're saying.
And I shouldn't have been so good. I should have
been bad.
I should have been bad.
Been so
but
bad.
But instead, I like hung out with my parents and did theater and stuff.
That's so embarrassing, bro.
No, I know.
I would never do that. Grant, what did you do in high school? Did you hang out with your parents and do theater?
I think even three episodes in, we could have the viewers guess what you two did and what I did in high school.
Here's the difference between me and Grant. You ready for this? This is how I describe the difference between me and Grant.
And this is exaggerated.
In high school. What I'm about to say. What I'm about to say? You don't even know what I'm about
to say. I know exactly what you're about to say.
Because I give this speech a lot?
No, because
here's the difference between me and Grant.
But neither of you are proud of this, by the way.
Yeah,
unless you are proud of this, Grant.
No. At these ages, we've rounded out since.
You guys, you think you're the same now?
In eighth grade, I got pants. Seventh grade. In seventh grade, I got pants at track practice. My little wiener came out in front of the eighth grade girls, and I cried, and I quit track. In middle school, Grant got pants at a party and beat the shit out of the kid who did it to him. We saw him chasing... whatever that dude's name was. I liked him.
We don't have to say his name.
Yeah, we don't have to say his name. Or we can bleep it out. But it was... Yeah, we won't.
It doesn't matter.
But that's the difference. Similar inputs, very different outputs. I'm, of course, exaggerating on Grant's behalf, but I genuinely did cry and quit
track. What does it say about me that no one ever pantsed me at all?
That you're a girl.
That I'm awesome.
No, it's you're a girl. Okay, back to... what I wanted to talk about, which was our mother told us that in high school, in their swim class, you're looking at my hair. What happened?
No. First of all, I'm looking at the zip patch on your forehead. Second of all, I was noticing that my dog is misbehaving.
Can we do every episode a hair rating for each other?
No, because I'm sensitive.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go for it on me.
Your hair looks good.
And it's
out of...
Is it out of 10, like... out of 10, like, the best hair I've ever seen, or is it just out of 10 for you? Like, what's the scale? You know what I mean?
I will say, you could, for anyone who has bangs, anyone in the crowd who has bangs, you know that bangs sometimes
makes you... It's a high-risk haircut.
It's a high-risk haircut, but bangs, styled a certain way, kind of make you look like a Lego head. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like the square?
Yeah, and when the Lego guys have hair, it's sort of just like...
It's just sort of flat.
It's like,
yeah,
like sort of what my hair's doing right now.
Yeah.
You kind of look like a Lego head.
Yeah.
For me, I'm rating my hair based on 1 to Lego head. Lego head being the most Lego. 1 being the most awesome without being Lego.
Okay, so where do you think you're at today?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk.
No.
Because it can makes I, me can I, feel
here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Our mother, in high school,
oh, yeah,
for swim class, Here's how it went. You had to take a swim class to graduate. It was separated by gender.
Yeah.
And what they did was they,
the bathing
suits, in an attempt to make sure everyone was doing the same thing, they had assigned bathing suits from the school, from the district.
Yeah, you had to wear the school's bathing suit.
Get this. The bathing suits, as our mother told us, the bathing suits were colored by size.
Yeah. So like large is green, medium is purple, and small is yellow or something like that.
So you're already in high school suffering.
In a bathing
fear,
suit.
Fear, 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 fear. In a bathing suit. Scary. Very scary.
I would have not done well with that.
Nobody would have done well with that.
Oh,
there would have been like girls. There would have been like the purple girls who were like, thank God I'm a purple girl. You know what I mean? And then everyone else would have been like, fuck, I'm orange. God, I wish I was purple. Well,
you know what's really horrible actually is what you're describing is probably not actually what happened. Probably what happened is most girls had the same color, except like two or three girls who had a different color.
Oh.
That's probably, it wasn't like, aw, a third of us are the orange. Yeah, it was like two girls are the orange and the rest of them are purple.
Like there was a guy in middle school, we had to special order a football helmet for him because his head was too big, but everyone else had sizes that fit.
Did the helmet say big head on it?
No, but
not
you
knew.
Not
the same then. Not the same.
You knew, but I'm saying like, it, to your point, it's like one or two or three who are having to deal with that.
Which, by the way, we should say, nothing wrong with being any which size, but in that particular time in history.
And in high school. Okay, everyone knows, everyone can assume where we stand. In high school, you're toast.
You're toast.
You're toast.
You're toast if your nose is weird. You're toast if your eyes are too close together. You're toast if your eyes are too far apart. You're toast if you have a weird toe.
You're toast if you don't like the songs that are on.
If you're anything different than what you're supposed to be.
Oh my gosh.
I think the hard drive is here.
If you're anything different. Should we pause? We'll take a quick pause. Is it here?
Yeah.
Great. We'll take a quick pause.
Interruption. Something I want to talk about is the product.
Do you want to talk about your high school swimming story or no?
Oh my gosh.
This is a good story.
I had to do a gym class my
senior year. You wrote
this
as your college essay, didn't you? This was your college entry
about
essay?
About a time I faced adversity and overcame it.
Yeah.
And this is a time that I faced adversity and overcame it, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
My senior year of high school, I had to take a lifeguarding class to graduate. I was running late on my gym credits. I didn't want to be a lifeguard, 'cause that's way too much pressure. Sometimes driving is too much pressure for me. But I enrolled in the class, and I put my Speedo on.
Speedo?
Yeah, it was a Speedo brand bathing suit.
Okay.
And I put my Speedo on, and the first day of tests, my boobs came out. For all the sophomore boys in the class, they were all looking and they saw not one but both of my boobs. I'll never forget their faces when they saw both of my boobs. But I'm nothing if not a good student, so I just kept going. I took on water though. I was doing this test where you dive to the bottom of the pool to get a brick. Grab the brick, pick it up, put it
on
your chest.
What size is the brick? Are we talking like for a chimney or for like
a brick sized brick?
Like a brick. Not like a big cement brick.
That's a cinder block.
I don't know, but I don't know that it was like a chimney brick. I think it was just a box, a square. It doesn't matter. It was supposed to represent a baby, like a baby falling in the pool and sinking to the bottom, and this is you saving the baby. So
damn.
You're supposed to dive to the bottom of the pool, you swim out, dive all the way down, grab this brick, swim back up to the surface, hold the brick on your chest and be on your back and paddle to the edge of the pool with the full baby's body above the pool.
Yeah.
So I did that. And a lot of people, I should say, and give my 17, 18 year old self credit, a lot of people took many dives to the bottom before they actually came up with the brick.
Uh-huh.
I got the brick on the first try. Because anything I put my mind to, I'll be successful in, except juggling. Something that I can't even put my, I can't even wrap my head around juggling, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Like, what are the mechanics of that?
I've tried.
I feel like I've seen you juggle. Juggling, and no offense, juggling seems like something you'd be good at.
No.
Not to be rude.
No. I'm always at risk of giving magician vibe. And it's not to be rude,
but you seem like you'd be good at juggling. And I seem like I'd be terrible at it.
That actually hurts. That actually is the worst thing you could say to me, is that I seem like I'd be good at juggling.
So I get the brick on the first try.
Is it the socks?
No, it's not the socks.
Is it the way I lifted my leg? All your
whole energy and vibe and face and hair.
No, no.
And the way you talk and the way you move through the world.
I'm cool and tough and serious boy.
No, that's... Okay. So, I get the brick. When I pop up out of the water, both boobs come out of the top of my one-piece bathing suit.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Has that happened to you?
No. I've always been a two-piece gal.
Yeah. So both come out of the top of my one-piece bathing suit, and I make eye contact with basically all the sophomore boys at my school.
You were a senior?
I was a senior.
Congrats to them. Hey.
Actually, though.
Hey, congrats to them. Could you imagine being a sophomore boy and some senior girl? Congrats. Congrats to those boys.
I will say, it could have been worse if I was a sophomore girl and
they were senior boys. But that's what I'm saying.
I would have been scarred for life.
That's devastating for all.
I wish
in this scenario,
it was just like kind of a bummer
to those boys.
I wish that there was still like such clear age hierarchy as there used to be. You know what I mean?
You mean as we get older or just in culture?
Like in culture, I wish we still had like things to be called as we get older. You know,
like you graduate, seniors.
Like sophomore, senior, like I'm 30. What am I called?
Yeah.
You know, and then you could be like, oh, I remember when I was a 30. It's not as nice. The numbers aren't as nice.
We don't have it.
I think I'm going to be, I think my 30s is my sophomore year. They're my sophomore years. My entire 30s are my sophomore years. Like I've been a freshman until my 30s and now I'm in my sophomore years.
Based on life expectancy or just based on vibe?
Just vibe. Like,
yeah.
You're a freshman in your 20s. You're a freshman. Like, you're a freshman in your teens.
Yeah.
You're a freshman when you're a kid.
You're a freshman.
That's such
like Disney Channel acting, after school special.
No, this is how I talk.
Yeah.
But I do think now that I'm in my 30s, I'm in my sophomore years.
Yeah. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into that. It's not your first time you've taken a math class on the East Wing anymore. It's not, you know where to sit at lunch. You don't get to leave campus yet, but you know where to sit at lunch. You know who, for the most part, your homies are.
By no means am I seasoned. By no means do I feel like I could give people advice, but I'm definitely not new here.
You tried football. It wasn't what you thought it'd be.
I tried out for cheerleading. I didn't make it.
It's like you've settled. You've mourned that.
I know which teams I belong on. I know which. Yeah. I am trying new things my sophomore years, but I'll try a lot of new things my sophomore years. But I'm not a freshman. I'm not scared anymore.
Yeah. Not scared. And also, you know which paths are like.
Don't go down that.
That's not for me.
Don't go down.
That's not for me.
I like thinking of my 30s as my sophomore years.
Yeah, I do. I like that too.
That makes me feel really young.
I like that too.
And I had previously been feeling so old.
But you are the youngest of the 30s.
Totally.
So you're a baby 30.
I was talking to someone at a party the other night and she was like, I'm 34.
You're going to be mad at me.
Stop touching me.
I'm trying
me.
To be helpful because we cannot see your face.
Who cares if you can see my face? It matters if you can hear me. Like, this is worse, right? This is worse.
Taking it so far.
Well, I don't want you guys to always be touching me.
I know, but
we'll put a counter up in the corner.
Well, I just like, I don't know. I just like when the microphone's so close.
I hear you. I'll stop, but we do want to see your face. We do want to see your face.
I lost track of what I was
saying. Well, this is something in your 30s that...
Oh, I was talking to this girl, and she was 34, and she was like, when you're 30, you're so young. And I was like, whoa.
I do think we do this thing, by the way, whatever you were 4 years ago, you're like, you're such a baby.
Well, and you know it is like, I know we do this like, age is just a number, whatever. I'm so different than I was 4 years ago. I was so much younger 4 years ago.
Agree.
So I don't disagree. Like when she was like, you're so young. I was like, thanks.
You're like, thanks, girl.
I was like, you're right. I do have so much ahead of me.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
I'm at the very beginning of my sophomore years.
Yeah. That's true. I like sophomore years for 30. Grant has a microphone up to his face. He's about to say something.
Well, I just have a story that, well, we don't have a Grant camp, so I won't go for too long, but.
Thank God.
How about that? I went on a date yesterday and halfway through the date, she said, yeah, so I'm moving back to Germany in 2 weeks to go to college.
What does this have to do with the sophomore years thing?
Does that mean she didn't like you and she was making that up, or she genuinely was going on dates when she was about to leave?
You guys, people do that all the time.
I think she's generally going on dates right before she's about to leave. So what do we think about that?
Maybe she thought she might fall in love right before she's about to leave.
Was she looking for an excuse to stay, or was she enjoying the fact that like none of these things have too much consequence?
She's like, I'm going back to January in 2 weeks for school.
Unless.
Ask me to stay.
Yeah.
Ask me to stay.
Chase me through the airport. Chase me through the airport.
Will you come with me?
Yeah. Love
no,
actually.
No, I think that's, okay, whatever. Everybody wants something different. Everybody's looking for something different.
Yeah.
And everybody believes in different kinds of love.
Yeah, you want to give that again? I can give you what I gave Grant earlier.
Love. It can happen in 2 weeks. Go to Germany, Grant.
Okay. I do think...
That was Taylor Swift-esque.
Yeah, I do... I do think there's something kind of spicy about I'm about to leave. There's some kind of, was it injected with extra spice the evening? No. No. He says no.
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Well, Grant, I hope you find love with a person that's going to stay in the country.
Thank you.
Are you looking for love?
If that's what you wish. Aren't we all?
Totally.
Wow.
I cry about it sometimes.
Sure.
Love.
Yeah. Aren't we all, says Grant. I love that.
Transition. I want to do an ad for a product.
Okay, I don't think the podcast has reached that.
Well, they're not paying us.
Oh, you just want to talk about a product.
Is it illegal to do an ad for a product where they're not paying you?
No, we can give free ads.
Okay. I want to do an ad for True Lemon.
Oh, yeah, you love True Lemon.
It's these little packets of crystallized lemon that you put in your drink, you put in your Diet Coke,
yeah.
You put in anything you want to put it in, and it makes it, and it's the same as one squeeze of lemon wedge. One lemon wedge is in this little packet that fits in your wallet.
And it's the same, they basically look like a Splenda packet.
You can bring it to the movies, you can bring it on an airplane, you can bring it when you're traveling. If you don't like water that much, you put it in your water, any water you have it in your pocket, you have it in your purse, you have it in your wallet. It's so cool.
True Lemon Girlies.
Yeah, True Lemon Girlies unite.
Unite.
And they have lime and grapefruit and something else.
What's the something else?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I just know there's four.
Oh. Wow. True Lemon. You do love True Lemon.
I should do an ad break.
You do love True Lemon.
I should do an ad break every podcast. I'll do an ad break for a product that I think is awesome.
That's great.
And I should make it clear. I'm not in contact with the people at True Lemon. Though I would love to be because I'm a huge fan.
Uh-huh.
And I have a lot of people who are obsessed with True Lemon now because of me.
Yeah, you did start a True Lemon trend.
Everyone's loving True Lemon. Everyone's buying it. People I know who have told about True Lemon, they're buying True Lemon. They're sending me pictures of them on the airplane with their little lemon pockets. Uh-huh. It's a glamorous way to live. Constantly having a spritz of lemon on your person.
That would change airplanes. Just thinking about that. That would change airplanes. Airplanes are misery.
Yeah, I was recently on an 11-hour flight. Oy. And I was in a middle seat. Someone at work the other day said, when you're sitting on the flight, which armrest does the person in the middle seat get? And I say in this meeting, both.
Because it's miserable.
And so many people that I work with, people that I commune with every single day.
Didn't agree. What did they think?
Like, oh, they just get one of them.
But how do you decide?
Not only how do you decide, screw off. Scooch to your side of the side that you're on, because this person in the middle is fighting for their life.
They're fighting for their life. The person on the right has a whole wall to sleep against.
And the person on the left can go on a walk.
The person on the left is the troll under the bridge of the rest of them getting to pee. They can
go on a walk.
You have to tell the aisle seat person some fun fact about yourself and give them 2 pence in order to get 100%. Out of that seat. And you can't get both armrests?
You should have both armrests. You should have both armrests. And furthermore, everyone snacks. It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst part about any kind of... And when I discovered... The morale was the lowest on my trip when I discovered that I was about to get on an 11-hour flight in a middle seat. Kill me. And it was just as bad as I expected. No silver lining.
Yeah, it is misery.
No silver lining to this.
And I think if you're on the aisle seat, not allowed to fall asleep. Not allowed to fall asleep. You have to stay awake so that I don't have to go. That I don't have to go. Excuse me, ma'am.
You tapping me is actually triggering something.
That you're pissed off at me for even
for even tapping my shoulder. I was like, oh, hold it.
Yeah. No. Literally.
Yeah.
You can't fall asleep. You should only fall asleep and stay asleep, and you should be treated with respect.
With respect and dignity.
You should be treated
with respect.
The
person on the aisle seat should write a sonnet about you and your beauty.
Hey, do you remember speed haikus? Speaking of sonnets,
oh my god!
Do you remember speed haikus? Can you give me a speed haiku?
We used to play this game called Speed Haiku, where I would give Gabe a subject, and then he'd have to write a haiku as quickly as he can.
You know the structure of haiku. Based on the subject, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
So write a speed haiku on.
Middle seat.
Middle seat. Oh, totally bad for girls who need their rest today. I want to die bad.
Totally bad for girls who need their rest today. I want to die bad. Yeah, that is good. That's a good speed haiku.
And that's... an art form.
That is an art form. Speed haiku.
Okay, you write a speed haiku on being cool in choir in high school.
I can hit a high note, and the teacher loves that. Everyone notice?
Everyone notice?
I can hit a high note, and the teacher loves that. Everyone notice?
Actually... everyone notice could be your catchphrase.
My whole vibe in high school. Everyone notice?
Not just high school.
I tried to keep it in the box of high school, and you brought it outside of high school.
Everyone notice? Was your vibe in your freshman years of life?
Uh-huh.
All the way through now to your sophomore years of life?
No.
You are everyone notice.
Everyone notice? No, I do that to Lauren. I do that to my wife.
I'm going
to
make you a t-shirt that says, everyone notice?
Everyone notice? We can't escape who we are.
We can only go to therapy. Dude, my therapist emailed me while I was away and was like, hey girl, so there's been a snafu. Turns out you only get 20 therapy sessions for the year and we've already done them all. And I was like,
she said,
but I'm still living, aren't I, girl? I'm still out here living.
She said, oh, by the way, you're done.
We're done. We're done. We're done.
Oh, wow.
Not based on your healing, but based on your insurance. So I emailed back and she's like, if you want to still do our session, because we had a next session scheduled. She's like, if you want to still do our session and pay out of pocket, you're welcome to. Boundary queen.
What's the out of pocket?
I didn't even ask because I'm not doing that. So she sends me that email and I sent her back an email being like, dang, that blows. I sort of need you. Anyway,
did you literally say, year. Dang, that blows, I sort of need you?
No, but that was the energy. It was just like, oh, massive but is summer.
But is it reset in a couple months?
So
you just got to make it through the holidays, bro.
Dude, I was like, and I could, by the way, I don't know if it was psychological. I'm sure it was psychological or maybe just because I haven't been to therapy in 3 weeks, but I'm feeling some old neuroses worming their way back into brain. Like,
I'm sure. Well, it's like if you don't go to the gym.
Totally.
Same thing.
Totally. So I'm like, crap. I'm like,
yeah.
Feeling all these old.
Feel yourself getting crazier.
I'm crying in the car or like whatever. And I'm like, dang, I need therapy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get an email from her the other day. I was like, no, cancel our session. I said,
I can't pay for that. Yeah.
Bye. Like, see you never, babe. See you and Jan, I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll space out my sessions better next year.
Yeah.
And, then I get another email from her that was like, oh my God, false alarm. I just had to tell them you needed therapy. And she was like, do you want to do another session soon? I was like, girl, yes. I just feel like I was treading water. And need I'm like it. This.
Need it.
I need to talk to her. I need to talk to about all the stuff that's happened and all the stuff I'm feeling. And
are you trying to get a giggle in your sessions?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I do make her laugh, but I've heard
that's just because I'm naturally gifted.
I do make her laugh without trying, but I've heard people say that they're like, I want my therapist to think I'm hilarious. I definitely want her. It's interesting. It's actually telling on what I care about. I want her to think I'm smart. Like, I want her to respect me.
Oh.
So I guess like being funny is not my top priority. Sure. Always being like respected is my top priority, I would say, like in work, in life, in my friendships, and with my family. Like,
yeah.
I'm most hurt when I don't feel respected. Yeah. And so I want her to think I'm really smart and I want her to be like, dang, she's really processing things well.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think, where I'm trying to impress her. But I'm not trying to make her laugh really, because that would be so embarrassing. So pick me.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make your therapist laugh?
No. I'm trying to get fixed.
Yeah. I'm like, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
There's something broke.
I haven't been in sessions in a while, but when I'm in, I'm like, here's what's up. How do I tell you the problem?
Yeah.
As honestly and clearly as I can, so that we can fix this.
Well, that's situation. The thing that I'm learning in therapy is this boring to talk about. The thing that I'm learning in therapy is I didn't know the problem, girl.
Yeah.
I knew a problem. And then I said, why is that a problem? And then I said, oh, because of this other thing. Why is that a problem? Oh, no. I hate myself.
Yeah. Damn.
You know, like that's like how it unravels, though, where you're like, oh, I really thought I didn't, but I guess I do?
Yeah.
Whoa. Girl, that's crazy. Write that down.
She's a really cool dancer. Boogie to the groove now.
Hold on. Should I not be saying my therapist's real name?
No. Yeah, probably not.
No, that's fine. Your therapist should not be saying your real name.
I guess.
It doesn't go.
Yeah, I guess I'm not saying anything about her. I'm saying something about me.
No, you're just saying the name. Also, if you Googled therapist.
Yeah, but imagine showing up to a therapy session and having them be like, hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah. You talk about me on your podcast.
Well,
you would learn and you'd go, I'm sorry.
And I'd prefer you don't use my name. I would be feeling
embarrassed.
Embarrassed,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
More embarrassing than the fact that mom and dad bought 4 concert tickets to a show tonight.
Oh.
And they said, Allie, do you want to bring someone? And I said, sure. I'll bring a date. And then I tried to get somebody to go to David Foster's 75th birthday at the Hollywood Bowl with me and my mom and dad. Everyone said no.
I don't think that's a reflection on you. I think that's a reflection on the show. I think that's not a reflection of you.
It might be the pressure of a double date with my parents.
Oh, that too, yes.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Hey, do you want to go on a first date with my parents?
Me and my parents.
To see Andrea Bocelli. To see Andrea Bocelli and probably his son who sings with him. Talk about taking up the family business.
And me and my dad are destined to cry at all the same parts. Want to come?
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to come cry with me and my dad?
Do you want to come listen? Do you want to come watch my dad sob at Jennifer Hudson at the Hollywood Bowl? It's BYOB.
It's BYOB.
You can pay a dollar for a little cushion.
Can I bring a bottle of wine?
Dude, yeah, that's the Hollywood Bowl. You can bring pizza.
Wait, you know what's devastating though? Is mom and dad won't drink with me. So it'll be me, my parents, an empty seat, and me solely drinking a bottle of wine. It was all supposed to be different by now.
Dad, hey, here's points to dad. You ready for points to dad? A lot of points to dad. We love dad. Big points to dad. He stopped watching American Idol. This is true. Our dad,
in like 2002,
he stopped watching American Idol the moment Jennifer Hudson got voted off of American Idol.
He said, this show sucks.
He said, this country doesn't know what they're voting for. He said, this country doesn't know good vocals when they hear it. And the thing about it is, he was right.
He would leave the room when American Idol was on. He was dead right. That was back when American Idol was like, we're all watching American Idol. Everybody on like Tuesday night would get together and sit in front of the TV and watch American Idol.
That was Fantasia Barrino's season, right?
I don't remember.
I think she ended up winning that season.
Fantasia's also an amazing vocalist and incredible. So worth winning. Hold on.
You don't have to defend Fantasia on our podcast.
We love Fantasia.
We know this. The point is, Dad, Greg said,
He just said, I refuse to be watching this show. I don't know if it's America. I don't know if it's the producers of this bogus show.
Yeah.
But if y'all don't think Jennifer Hudson's the best singer in America, you're out.
You're wrong.
You're wrong in my book. I'm never turning on a television set again. And that was also during a time where we were watching TV on that tiny TV in the armoire in mom and dad's bedroom.
Oh.
We would sit on mom and dad's bed.
Was it gray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when TVs were that big?
Right.
Like when you looked at them sideways, they were thick.
Remember when TVs were that big? Yeah. You guys, yeah. Remember when TVs were that big?
I just
this
mean
is
like
the kind
from
of content
side.
You get from people who grew up together.
Yeah.
Yo, remember when TVs were that big? I do remember when you got an MP3 player for Christmas for the first time.
What?
You asked for an MP3 player. This was before like iPod, iPad. I mean, I think it existed, but we would never be receiving that for Christmas.
Yeah, we couldn't get
But I remember you asked for an MP3 player and I said, what is that?
I remember we got a version of Hit Clips. Do you guys remember Hit Clips? Do you remember Hit Clips?
Yeah, of course. I wasn't sure who you were talking to when you said, do you guys remember?
Well, I said it to you. No reaction. Looked over there looking for a reaction. He's watching the board. So I'm talking to myself.
No, Hit Clips was like the little thingy that you went inside something else. And it was like,
yeah, it was like
hit
40,
me, baby, yes. One more time.
It was like a little teeny square that you'd stick in this thing. And it had an MP3 on it.
Yeah.
That would play 45 seconds of a song.
MP3.
You gonna be okay?
I burped when I
said MP3. And it was as if you were just discovering the word for the first time.
I burped, but I was embarrassed. So it's like the kind of burp that you keep in the back of your throat. So it was just like me being like.
Like someone said MP3 for the first time, like, and you just MP3. Computed what it meant.
I do remember. Speaking of this era of life, that you were the first person to tell me what sex was.
I don't want to do this.
You told me. I remember we were on our bunk beds and Gabe told me that sex is when two people get naked and get in a sleeping bag together.
How progressive.
Which
I didn't gender it.
I'm sure you did gender it.
I didn't gender it in your telling of the story. So thoughtful. So open-minded in Michigan in 1999.
If two people are naked in a sleeping bag together, they're not. That's not sex.
That's that. they're gonna have sex.
Or even if they're not, it's still like, you still did it though, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna count it.
I count it.
Yeah.
So I actually don't think you were wrong.
Well, the amount of square footage in a sleeping bag, I don't think there's any version of that where you're not having sex.
Well, actually, now that you're talking about square footage in a sleeping bag, I don't know how you could.
Interesting. Anyway, this was the first time that this siblings podcast has brought up that subject, and I think we navigated it well. Thank you for joining us here on Mom Said.
Are we done?
A podcast of where siblings... No, we're not done. A podcast where siblings try to navigate that conversation thoughtfully and carefully.
You know, some siblings talk about this kind of thing a lot. We don't talk about it that much.
Because we grew up different.
Because we built different.
Because we built different.
I was trying to nux you when we said that. Because we built different.
Because we built different.
We repressed. Built
different.
Why are you moving where are you in front going? Of the camera?
He's got a tank. What if the camera shuts off? It won't. Go pee in the further away one so we don't hear it while we're still talking.
I would love not to catch the audio of your pee.
Oh my gosh.
Something that's interesting about... Actually, I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, new subject. I'll be the judge of if it's interesting too. You can't say, here's what's interesting. It's for me to judge if it's interesting.
It's kind of a gross subject.
Okay, well then don't.
Right, that's what I said. I don't want to.
I've never seen... I just realized I'd never seen... Oh, you know what we watched? Lauren and I watched the other day? For the first time in a long time? Nightmare Before Christmas.
You know what I watched?
It's very good.
Of the same ilk?
Huh.
James and the Giant Peach.
We just saw that and we didn't watch it. I've never seen that.
My friend Hannah came over.
Is it Claymash?
It's got a Claymash vibe, but I don't think it is Mash.
It's more like Coraline.
Something that really stuck out to me about Coraline I'm vibes.
Thinking
yes.
Of, I'm thinking
no,
of
no, no, no. You're right.
I'm
you're
thinking
right.
Of stop motion, not claymation. Is it stop motion? Stop motion.
I think it's just animation, but it's giving the vibe.
Yeah, like Coraline.
But I will say,
or Frankenweenie.
Nobody knows what that is. I will say there's a character in James and the Giant Peach that's this in the beginning there's like a spider in his bedroom and his fabulous evil aunts come to try to kill the spider, and I know in this film we're supposed to hate the aunts,
but you love them.
These queens, they're wearing head wraps and jewels all day long and they're like eating pie.
So is it like he doesn't have queens. Parents? He lives with his mean aunts?
His parents died by rhinoceros. It's really hard to follow. But this big peach is growing. It's obviously a magic peach, but it's growing in their yard. And the peach gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And one of the aunts is like, I'm so excited to eat this. It smells so good. And the other aunt goes, smells like money. And then she starts charging people to come see this peach.
Fire, dude.
I know we're supposed to hate that, but I was like, entrepreneurial queen.
That's capitalism.
She's getting rich off this magic peach.
She's just living. She's just making the system work for her.
Totally. But so he saves the spider, blah, blah, blah. When the ants are trying to kill it, spider winds up living inside the peach, and spoiler alert, so does James. And when he meets the spider inside the peach, now that they can speak and whatever, she's like sexy.
The spider?
Yeah. She's like sexy in French. She has like a beret on and a red lip. And she's like, she's like gorgeous, sexy.
Totally, I totally agree with what I said just now. That was totally awesome what I said.
You know Nightmare Before Christmas? Who directed that movie?
Tim Burton.
No. Who wrote that movie?
Quentin Tarantino.
Who do you think wrote Nightmare Before Christmas?
Gosh.
You were on the right track.
Kenny Ortega?
No. Who do you think, who did you think directed Nightmare Before Christmas?
Tim Burton.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Okay.
Who do you think wrote Nightmare Before Christmas?
Tim Burton?
No.
Okay. Well, you set me up for failure.
I know. But isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
So what did Tim Burton direct and write then?
Hmm? So you know who directed it? Not Tim Burton. You know who wrote the screenplay? Not Tim Burton.
Okay, you've made that clear, but now I'm wondering if Tim Burton's ever made a movie before then.
He's credited as based on story and characters from Tim Burton.
They were like, we copied his steez, so let's give him some credit.
He was busy doing something else, And what they just though? Did it.
Tell me one movie Tim Burton's
called,
made.
It's literally called, tell me one movie Tim Burton's made.
Well, I would have said my first movie on the list would have been Night.
No, I agree.
So tell me one.
That he actually made?
Yes.
The Batmans with Michael Keaton.
He made Batman?
Yeah, he made Batman back in the day. The Pee Wee Herman movie back in the day.
Don't know that movie.
Those Alice in Wonderland, that Alice in Wonderland movie, remember, with Johnny Depp, Coraline, oh. Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, so in my opinion,
he's made a billion movies.
There's no, not, and I know people aren't going to like
and
this.
And I know there's going to be people screaming about which ones I forgot.
I don't think there's a difference between Coraline and Nightmare Before Christmas. Same movie.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
So you're that's wrong. Why in the credits they said, yo, we copied your Steez, so credit, credit, credit.
Yeah, it came first. But isn't that crazy? Tim Burton is credited as producer, but it's called Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas. He didn't direct it or write it.
Oh, so, okay. So in my, the way you were saying this, I thought you were saying like not involved at all, just a random
separate thing. No, he was involved.
So he was involved.
He was involved, but he was doing something else, not directing, not writing it. Isn't that crazy? But
I wish
us,
I could be so.
That is his movie.
I wish I could be so successful that dude. I would be getting credit for stuff. Dude. But I'm actually busy.
But I wasn't
doing
even in the room. I wasn't even in the room. Oh, and history will hold it as mine.
Yes.
As one of my greatest hits, and I wasn't even in the room.
You know, I don't have style like that.
No, of course not.
I don't have original enough style that you would look at something and be like, that's so Allie Gibbs.
We grew up in the Midwest. It's not our fault.
No, it's not about growing up in the Midwest. I'm sure Tim Burton grew up. Tim Burton didn't grow up in as a.
Where did Tim Burton grow up? He grew up in like Maine or something.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, I think it just has to do with like God given talent.
Oh, Allie, never mind. Do you know where Tim Burton grew up? Do you know where Tim Burton grew up? Tim Burton grew up in Burbank.
Movie making's in his blood.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the way I'm facing the camera now?
I should have never said anything.
That was on you, bro.
I just don't like how you're like, oh, be casual. Gabe is literally sitting like a goon. And everything I do, you're like, oh, Ellie, move the microphone. Oh, Ellie, sit the mic. Oh, Ellie, do this. Cause why?
Because everything you're doing is restricting my view of you.
Sure.
We just wanna see your little face.
My face is actually kind of big, cause I have a larger than average head.
Do you?
One time in middle school, me and my friends all weighed our heads on a scale, and everybody had heads that were 10 pounds except me. Mine was 11 pounds.
She's got a really big head.
It's 1 pound bigger than my friend's.
Damn. It would have a different sized head suit if it went to high school with my mom.
Their head suits were all purple and mine was red. I'll never forget it. We were in Casey's bathroom and we all laid our heads on a scale.
That can't be accurate, bro.
And they were like, yours is 11 pounds. And I was like, oh, that's bigger than a baby.
You got a big nog, Grant.
The biggest
nog.
I guess I come by it honestly then.
Yeah, we've all got big nogs. It's mom's side. No, it's dad's. It's both. Both big heads. Just mom doesn't have a big one. Anyway, what else? What is that? How we're feeling? Or are we feeling like?
Are we done yet?
Today? Hey, wait! Don't feel like you're devastated about it. Don't rush away.
I feel like we've gone an hour.
I think we should thank everybody for watching. If you made it this far, my name's Gabe. We didn't say this at the beginning, but my name's Gabe Gibbs. This is Allie Gibbs. That's Grant Gibbs. There's an Annie Gibbs. There's a fourth, but she's not interested in participating in a project like this. She's very uninterested, I think. Although maybe we could get her on as a special guest sometime soon, the fourth Gibbs sib.
Guys, I made tacos in the crock pot the other day if you guys want some. I have a lot of leftovers.
Okay, I'll have a little bit before I go.
It's like honey, like spicy kind of taco. I could actually make it into like a dip kind of thing.
Nice. Before we go,
yeah,
can we do Broadway's rendition of the song Secretly Hate Myself?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Ellie, why? You were talking about how funny.
It's not funny at all.
You're about to say.
I feel about myself.
You're about to say.
It's crazy. I thought I was really doing well out here in LA. I thought I was really dripping with body positivity. But in therapy, I learned some things about
me. It's crazy. I thought that I was doing well out here in LA. But then I noticed some patterns inside that just won't seem to go away.
I always ask people to delete the videos of me they take.
I wanna know if you thought it's funny, and if you don't think it's funny, then I'll try again and again and again until you think it's funny.
Cause you need that kind of
validation, cause maybe I hate myself.
Maybe I can't stand the way I am.
Maybe I hate myself.
Maybe this year, maybe in my junior years of life,
I won't hate myself. Thank you so much. That was the dumbest song we've ever written. This is a podcast called Mom Said. You can find us just about anywhere.
If you're looking, you know where to find us.
It's a podcast made by siblings, but it's not about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We gotta go.